The home of the Hokies and the home of John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies. Every Wednesday morning at this time, Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910. Joined by Lays, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, there for you in any case. In the case for the Hokies, coming off the Battle of Bristol, was turnover after turnover after turnover. I know you got a chance to go to practice yesterday. How was Justin Fuente trying to cure this little plague going on there in Blacksburg?
He's turning things up a notch, that's for sure. I think the quote I heard from a number of secondary staff yesterday was, look out, Coach Fuente's tuned up today. And you definitely heard and saw that throughout practice. Ball security was definitely emphasis number one, or priority number one, yesterday during practice, and I'm sure it will be throughout the course of this week. They have a number of ways that he was emphasizing that and also physically pointing that out. They've got these pads that the coaches wear on their arms, and the guys were joking after practice that everybody, it was kind of like the old scene from The Program, if you remember that. He said, son, you'll hold on to this football, and if anybody else returns it to me but you, you're not going to want to be here tomorrow. And that's basically what it was yesterday. But yeah, you know, some of those things are getting back to fundamentals, holding the ball with two hands, particularly in traffic, getting it high and tight, and Trayvon McMillan mentioned a number of those things. But a lot of it, Wes, is just having the mental focus to take care of the football, and that's not something the Hokies have done well, obviously, the first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, and I guess the fumbles are part, not that we just want to write it off, they're an issue. I mean, you turned over the ball 9 times in 2 weeks, can't do that against Liberty, Tennessee, or anybody. But it was part of a bigger issue of how quickly mistakes piled up, how things went south, the penalties. And Fuente talked about this Monday. He said, you know, we pride ourselves on discipline, and that's what's been lacking. How has that been addressed as a whole?
Yeah, it's been interesting because Monday was the more tempered version of it, and talking to him privately after the game Saturday, it was almost a disbelief on his part was the word that I've used to describe it, because I don't think that he's accustomed, particularly with this more veteran group of guys, of having that lack of discipline, and he was just flabbergasted by it, for lack of a better term, and I think rightfully so, because it's some of your leaders on this football team that were guilty of some of those things, namely Wyatt Teller with those two penalties that just came at atrocious times in that game, and you saw that continue throughout. And he said, the greatest trump card that I have in dealing with this is playing time, and I'm not always at liberty to dole out the punishment or take away playing time, because we just quite simply don't have the depth in order to bring guys that are capable of coming in and contributing. But that is also something that he touched on in practice yesterday. He said, if the older guys on this team or the guys that are supposed to instill discipline aren't going to care enough to be a contributor to this football team, then young guys, let's go. And, you know, if your name's called, then we need you to be ready, because there may be shuffling, and playing time is essentially the biggest way that he's dealing with it, and either rewarding people that are taking care of the football and taking care of themselves and remaining focused, they're going to play. And if you're a more established name that's not, it sounds like to me at least, and I have no reason not to believe Justin Fuente in this case, you're not going to play.
Kind of seeing that going on left guard right now with Wyatt Teller.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I was just alluding to. You saw Wyatt commit those two penalties earlier in that game, the battle at Bristol, and then not return, and already, obviously, with that position, there's been some shuffling between he and Colt Pettit, so that's what they said after the game. You know, Wyatt gives us a chance to win, and physically he has all the tools, and he's one of our top linemen, but if he can't stay in and help us, and obviously both of those penalties were crushing, both of those were drive crushers for the Hokies at a critical time in that game where things were slipping away a bit, and they could have maintained their footing in that game by putting together an established and clock-eating drive, and they were unable to, largely because of those penalties. And the thing about the penalties, if you go back and look at them, they didn't help the positivity of the play. They were after the positive thing had already happened, and they were just unnecessary back toward the line type penalties. So that's what Vance Weiss also said last night after practice. He said, Wyatt's day-to-day, we love him, but at the same time, we need him to be every day rather than day-to-day, and until he can do that, he can't consistently help this football team, and that's what this football team needs, is consistency.
How about consistency, and is it day-to-day at center?
No, it's not day-to-day in terms of it's going to be Chung or it's going to be Gallo. It's the fact that it's going to be both. And that's another thing that Vance Weiss said last night when we got to hear from him publicly for the first time in a while, was we're going to need 10 guys in order to run this offense to at peak efficiency. And he said, I've made the mistake in the past with other staffs and teams that I've been with in which I thought I could roll with 5 or I thought I could roll with 6, and I played those guys 100 plays a game, and it just doesn't work, because I'd be lying if I said that they were as effective in the fourth quarter as they were in the first. So it's not a matter, and I think that's what we get caught up in a little bit, Wes, and myself included in that group, is looking at it traditionally and saying at the depth chart, well, how did Eric Gallo lose a starting spot to Kyle Chung? And it's not necessarily that case. It's the fact that both of those guys are going to be counted on. And what they said about the battle at Bristol was Kyle Chung was in there early for both of those scoring drives that the Hokies had, and they said, look, it's not going to be a straight rotation. If something's working and some group is hot, we're going to stay with that group if they have rhythm. And that's what happened with Kyle Chung in that game. And unfortunately for Kyle and for the Hokies, later in the game he made some mistakes in terms of the timing on snaps and also the elevation on snaps. And then we saw Eric Gallo. So I'd continue to expect to see both of those guys going forward, which is a good problem to have, provided both continue to play well.
John Lazor with us here on Fox Sports 910. Virginia Tech moving on to Boston College. And as we say, moving on, to look back one more time, I'm not going for silver lining here, but because it went bad, but it started pretty darn good, Lays.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about it is I got a chance, obviously, to sit with Coach Fuente for an hour on Monday night, and we did that publicly on Tech Talk Live, including here on Fox Sports 910, and you can see him light up when he talks about the things that did go well, because I think in large part he feels like this offense is ahead maybe of where he thought they would be in terms of what level of intricacy they can run. Obviously, he is discouraged and frustrated with the lack of consistency and the undisciplined play and the turnovers and all those things, but at the same time, I think like a lot of us, he sees the bigger picture, which is talent on this roster and what you potentially could be. Now, he wants to get to that place this week, if not sooner. He'd like to have been there in practice yesterday. But you're absolutely right, and he said it a number of times, and he's reiterated it to me privately as well. He said, you know, when it's good, it's really good. And that's something where it's quicker, of course, than it was for him when he got to Memphis and some of his other stops. So I think he feels like this Hokie team can be dangerous this year and in the coming weeks, but they've got to shore some things up quickly. But no, he didn't take a whole sea of negativity out of the Battle of Bristol, despite the fact that the final score spread was 21 points.
John Lazor brought to you by Cowan Gates, the voice of the Hokies. CowanGates.com, 11 attorneys on staff, there for you in any case. Virginia Tech, Boston College, 3:30 this Saturday back at Lane Stadium. Coverage begins here at 2 on Fox Sports 910. And a couple familiar guys coming back to Virginia. Lefty, Scott Leffler and Jim Reed, former coach here at Richmond at UVA, now defensive coordinator at Boston College. So some familiar faces around Blacksburg this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely, and no disrespect to Jim Reed, but obviously the biggest storyline has been Scott Leffler coming back and doing so relatively quickly after his departure from Blacksburg, and it's been interesting hearing some of the guys. Trayvon was talking about it last night, and Isaiah Ford, about the difference between Lefty, who's a little bit more hot-blooded, I guess you'll call, and an in-your-face type coach against Brad Cornelison, who's more of a laid-back type guy and a softer-spoken guy that will get after you if necessary, but not necessarily as often as Lefty. So, yeah, it's going to be fun, and I know Bud Foster's looking forward to it, Wes, in terms of the competition and going up against one of his good friends in the business, and it should be interesting to see the progress that Lefty has been able to make with Boston College, just based upon a lack of personnel that they had last year. And from what I understand, it's going to be more of a Dazio-type offense than it is a lefty-type offense in terms of what they're able to do with that personnel. I think the Hokies are expecting a middle drill for the most part, a lot of double tight end sets, a lot of power, and a lot of trying to stop the run.
Yeah, with Boston College, they got offensive issues going back to last year. So the matchup to watch is the Boston College defense against the Virginia Tech offense. It is Saturday, 3:30. Lays, Mike Burnham, Andrew Allegretta, and Willie Byrne on the call from Blacksburg. Let's do a little lightning round. I want to go first this week. Five questions for John Lazor. He's got five questions for me, but I want to go first because I got to get your response to this.
It's your show, so go ahead.
Thank you. After listening to Kevin Harlan's epic call of the drunk 49ers fan on the field Monday night, how would you handle a drunk running across Lane Stadium?
I think you know the answer to this, Wes, because you got the benefit of the free show in between innings when Anthony Opperman or Jay Burnham was actually on the air, and you got the real version of John Lazor play-by-play off-air. So I think you know exactly how I'd like to handle it. I'm just glad I wasn't the guy being described by Kevin Harlan running across the field, I guess, is the best way to look at that. Wes, since we all know that everyone in your family is going to get Carson Wentz jerseys for Christmas, what will you do with the spare time you're going to have with no Christmas shopping necessary?
You're so right. I'm surprised my dad didn't ask for one yesterday. His birthday is coming up in 2 weeks, so it may not be a Christmas jersey. You're exactly right. The overreaction, Carson Wentz, highest selling jersey in week one of the NFL.
Renee is right here right now, hopping up and down, going Super Bowl, Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. Buy her one for her birthday. Here we go. In honor of Boston College coming to town, who was your favorite Cheers character?
Norm, not close. The lovable big teddy bear who just drinks beer all day and for some reason is never worse for the wear. That is someone everyone can like. No one liked Cliff. He was annoying. Sam Malone was a playboy, and we can't condone that. And all the other characters except for Paul were pretty much annoying. But I did love that show, Wes, and I went to bed watching it right before, pretty much from middle school through high school. It probably explains a lot. Next. Mike Leach, an epic rant, not the one about the assaults, but the one before it about the JC softball team and the wussification of America. Did you disagree with any of it?
For folks who have not heard this, Darnell, can we play a clip of the Mike Leach speech from yesterday? Here we go.
Right now, we have the atmosphere of a JC softball game. You know, I mean, that's what we are, a JC softball team. As long as, you know, it's not whether you win or lose. It's like the team that wins is the one that has the most fun. You know, that crap like that. You know, all this stuff that's contaminated America where they give every kid a trophy and they don't keep score in Little League anymore. I think that entire thing has retarded the competitive spirit of America, and I think we need to keep that in mind. And as coaches, you know, we need to aggressively reinforce our points.
Loved crap like that and contaminated America. Well done, Mike Leach. Couldn't agree more. Next. It's your girlfriend's birthday this weekend. More pressure on you for the birthday gift or the Christmas gift?
It's not so much the gift that applies the pressure, it's the experience, because my beautiful girlfriend Renee likes to think that her birthday is hexed. She hasn't had a good run, apparently, of birthday experiences, including letting a dog loose last year that ruined the entire weekend. So it's more on the event of the weekend and how to make that a memorable one while also trying to focus on Hokies Boston College. Next.
Dog loose? What happened to the dog?
We'll just say she was watching a friend's dog, and that dog got away, didn't come back for 2 days. She had a lot of people coming into Philly to celebrate with her, and instead of going to the Eagles game, they all were scouring the streets looking for it. While yours truly was on his first road trip with Mike Burnup and Andrew Allegretta in West Lafayette, Indiana. It was a great weekend all around. Really was.
One more.
Well, let's keep it right there. Let's say that you wanted a pet, and hypothetically Katie didn't. Would surprising her with an adorable kitten or puppy for her birthday, which she would immediately love, of course, make you very smart or a big jackass?
It would make me a big jackass. This is you have known our relationship since the day the fourth date. Not an indoor pet person. I am. So this has been the base of many, many arguments. So I'm going to go here with the jackass over the nice guy.
All right,
guy.
Well, let's replace Katie in the scenario with Renee. Would that make me smart or a big jackass?
Buy her a dog. I'm out of time. Tell her happy birthday. See you, buddy.
See you this weekend, buddy.
John Laser brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. There for you in any case. Fox Sports 910.